Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for August the 6th, 2023. And we're going to look at a very broad question with a very, hopefully by me, a focused answer that can help them. Everybody has some dilemma in their life, and we go through our lives working through or dealing with a lot of dilemmas, difficulties. So this listener has been listening to me for a few months, and he talks about a few of the dilemmas in his life, the difficulties he's going through with people and work and family and friends, and it all gets to be overwhelming for him. And he says to me, please answer this question. So listen to this. What is the solution to our lives? He sees dilemmas and difficulties as problems, and he's looking for a solution, something to remedy his problems and make them go away, or look at them from the point of view that maybe there is some answer that he needs to be able to use to solve all of his problems. So his name is Thomas, and he allowed me to use that name, and that's it. So Thomas, one of the things that people have to realize is why they make problems in the first place. Why is everything situational? And part of the reason why is what Lao Tzu said in the Tao Te Ching. Disgrace comes with having a body. As long as you and I are in a carcass like we are, there are going to be difficulties in our life. There are going to be trials and tribulations. As Jesus said, in this world there will always be wars and rumors of wars. All of this is going to happen over and over and over again. It's just the nature of this planet, the nature of this world that we live in. And I say that as the state of mind and the state of entities that enter into this world from the existence of the source where we came from, which is other lifetimes where we were in situational problems and had difficulties. And we started to live our life more from the difficulties than we are from the life that was and is the source of our living, which is love. Everything is about love. And Thomas, if you don't understand this, if you don't understand that everything that is there is shaped and molded by, in my case, Gregory's lack of love, then you don't understand what love really is, and you will never understand your life. Human beings, Thomas, are very complicated beings. They have great complication within them because they have all sorts of wiring, both genetically, they have wiring biologically, they have that formulate, let's just say, keeping it simple, our psychology and how we're going to live in our psychology. And how you live in your psychology is going to be basically how you meet life with and how you meet people with. So when you get insulted or you get angry or you have difficulty with another person, the typical acuity that we have, which is genetic, is to blame it on someone else or to try to rationally logify it all and do logic and reasoning and say, well, if you hadn't done that, I wouldn't have done this. And it's all pretty petty and parochial. And that's the way people live. And they pride themselves on their ability actually to live in such a manner. But it doesn't really work that way in the overall scheme of the bigger picture of life. You see, when we don't understand the nature of ourselves as love, when we don't understand and refuse to acknowledge what we really are as spiritual beings, and I'm just using that as a broad term, we negate the substance and the meaning of any confrontation we have. The solution to everything is mercy. if I do not have a sense of mercy about any given situation, myself included, others included, I will never enter into the sphere of forgiveness. When you think about the things that people taught you, reading, writing, and arithmetic, let's just say that, the basics, they taught you merely how to survive. And then enters in the pride, the vanity, and all that other good stuff that we like to get involved in. So for most of us, it's reading, writing, and arithmetic. You do this, I do that. You don't do this, I won't do that. You act like this, I'll act like that. That kind of thing. It's just parochial. It's stupid. But that's the way we are. It's our first reaction. And the reason is there is because the first inclination any of us have, impulse, is survival. And that means socially, biologically, psychologically, it's all about how do I survive what I want. And what I want is how I will survive. And that vicious circle goes around and around. And we never, ever doubt the cycle that we are in or the quote unquote, as you would put it, solution we are using. Problems in this world never go away. This is a world of problems. It's a world of people who have incarnated with many difficulties inside of them. So don't expect some kind of, mamby-pamby life where you don't have any problems. The question is, how do I recognize the problem? What is it about me that made all that possible? And do I have the mercy to be forgiving and enter into the consciousness that is love? Now, most people are not interested in this. They're only interested in self-righteousness and appeasing their ego by being righteous. And in living in that way, in that manner, we tear apart our life. We tear apart everything that is shall we say, of the rarefied air that only consciousness can bring us. But this is something that you came into and I came into this world with. You don't think we're here by accident, do you? Do you think we're just here like a nihilist would believe and all of a sudden then we're gone and that's it, there's no more? No. It doesn't work like that. And I know people like to think it does. And so I don't argue with them. Whatever is your philosophy about yourself, well, it is your philosophy. But that doesn't mean that it's authentic, tried and true. You and I came into this world for the sake of the awakening to our heart, as it were, to the real heart, the spiritual heart, the eternal, immortal heart, immortal life. And we must understand that to awaken to this fact of living and this truth of life is the prime reason why we're here. So these little bumps and grinds that we have in our life with people become extremely important because in those little bumps and grinds, we are learning about ourselves, how maybe pliable we are, how easily hurt we are, how our pride goes before our sense of love in every given situation. Maybe that our pride is love and all of that kind of stuff. So we do a lot of things unintentionally. We have no idea of the consequences of what we do, and we know not what we do. So if I were you, Thomas, I would say the most essential thing I could learn would be mercy. Mercy to all who come around me. Mercy to those who ask for my forgiveness. Mercy for those who act and do things of vengeance and pride that they know not what they do. Just to have a basic mercy and to never hold them or myself to the hatred that would invoke more karma, more difficulties, more misunderstandings. To me, it all boils down to mercy. As Jesus said in the Beatitudes, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. It is, I think, the most important quality I have ever cultivated in my life. And I hope it will be for you. I hope that helps you. Please forgive me. Have mercy upon me. Namaste. Thank you for listening, one and all. I hope all of this helped, and I'll be back with you next week. Have a beautiful, beautiful, merciful weekend. As always, please forgive me, eh? Namaste.